The way I used to, so I record live. I talk about Big Fatty a lot on this show, but I don't do any of the, what Fatty does, you know, to just kind of pull back the curtains for everyone. What Fatty does is he lays out all of his sound effects and music as kind of a template, and then he talks over them. And I don't know that he lays out the full show. I think he has a template that guarantees that he always hits exactly 20 minutes. So he puts the opening stuff and the closing and makes sure he brackets himself in and gets exactly 20 minutes because he's a little anal about the 20 minutes. We'll just say Big Fatty is anal about the 20 minutes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What Fatty does is he lays out all of his, because he's a little anal.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3063 of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th of November 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and talk about a few other little shows. Yes, me baby! Hello, stickers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you stickers today because, you know, if you're like Big Fatty, you got one of those little stickers to put on your blouse. Big Fatty, your blouse? Well, you know, that says, I vetoed Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm convinced that most people that go to the polling places on election day, they go not to vote for someone, but to veto others. Big Fatty, thank goodness. Is there any way we can veto the rest of today's little show? No! No! Yes, Big Fatty! It is happy music kind of time. Y'all, let's see. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had me that chopped Caesar salad kit. And y'all, it was really quite good. I had a few nuts and bolts before I had that. And then I had some pineapple chunks afterwards, and y'all, I was just fat, dumb, and happy. Well, Big Fatty, 2 out of 3 ain't bad anyway, but y'all, then I, what did I do after that? Oh, I caught up on, y'all, do you watch that show, A Million Little Things? Y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. And I caught up on this week's episode of that. And y'all, then it was time for the dancing. Oh! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a prediction right now. Y'all, I think Dancing with the Stars is about run its course. Because y'all, they've changed the rules this season that the judges' scores and audience votes combine to come up with the bottom two, and then the judges decide. The jiggies decide which of the bottom two to keep. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. That Sean Spicer, y'all, he's terrible. He is absolutely, Big Fatty is a better dancer than him. Big Fatty, that can't be true. Well, y'all, I feel like I'm a better dancer than him, but y'all, he keeps getting lots of votes because he's not getting good judges scores, Gigi's scores, but y'all, it's people are trying to prove a point, and they're just, it's making the whole competition just kind of it feels unfair is what it feels. Because people aren't voting for the best dancer, they're voting to prove a point. And y'all, that's not what it was intended to be. And y'all, this started last season when that country western DJ or whatever he was, Bobby something, all of his fans and all they started voting in blocks for him so that he wouldn't go home, y'all. And he ended up winning, and he was not a good dancer. And y'all, it's put a sour taste in my mouth, Big Fatty. But anyway, most of the dancing last night was really quite good. In fact, last night was the first time that we heard this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carrie Ann Imara. One good. Bruno Tonio.
And y'all, I think that there were, if I'm not mistaken, there were two. Perfect scores. Then there was one that was like a two tens and a nine, I think. But y'all, it was very exciting. But I think people are just kind of fed up over the whole Sean Spicer thing. But anyway, Big Fatty, can we move the show forward? We can. Y'all, The Good Doctor came on after that. But y'all, I didn't stay up to watch that. I decided I was going to climb into the Love a Chamber, and I was not visited by Big Fatty. I think you really should play the bumper.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you. Or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop. Because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, first of all, thank you so much for that bumper. Totally original, y'all. It's unbelievable how he comes up with these totally original bumpers all the time. Y'all, by the way, Digga and T. Wiggles are visiting that Italian Mussolini Mexico right now. Yes, Big Fatty, they wanted some good gourmet spaghetti sauce. But anyway, y'all, I won't say that Whitman Tinker came to visit, but y'all, it was not quite cool enough last night for me to just have, as Digga says, the recuperative sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. Slept well nonetheless. I did wake up a couple of times, and y'all, I got up and had me a little bite of that citrus solid that I get. You know, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive get it in the little individual cups. Big Fatty. And then y'all, I woke up on Tuesday morning to the sound of of my yard man returning. Y'all, when he was last here last time, he did not have a chance to trim the bushes. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, I meant the shrubbery. Oh, well, that's very different. And so y'all, he did that. And y'all, he doesn't pick up the trimmings. He blows them out into the middle of the yard, and then he runs the lawnmower over them and turns them into the mulch. And I'm okay with that, but y'all, the yard looks so nice, and he did such a good job trimming my bush. And y'all, the last time he came, I had written him a check, and y'all, you know how you write the number and then you write it out in words underneath it? Y'all, I didn't write it correctly, the words correctly. I left $90 off of it. So I had to give him the new check and all, too. But y'all, he came and he started, and y'all then it had a downpour. A downpour, I tell you. And so he went home and put on some dry clothes and then came back and finished it all up. We had a nice little chitter chat. Y'all, I got my share after that. And y'all, then I was off. I've been eating that. You know, I made that lemon chicken soup last week. Y'all, I finished it up today. It was just lovely. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, it just gives me the fire hydrant of, well, you know what I'm saying. And y'all, but it's a good colonic cleansing is all I've got to say. And I think it's all the lemon that I put in it. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's just lovely. And then I went and I voted. Y'all, I only got to vote for two races, the mayor and the city councilman. And both of the ones, you know, there were incumbents for both. So I'm sure they're probably both going to win. But y'all, what are the candidates for the mayor? Y'all, he is a former coal miner. And I saw his campaign, little yard sign up the other day, and I went, that's not who I think it is. And y'all, it was. And y'all, this person, when he was a coal miner, lifted the engine out of his car at the coal mine and used a tree as kind of a hoist for it. And y'all, he's just a little cray-cray. And Big Fatty sounds like he's perfect for politics. Well, maybe so. But anyway, that was that. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Y'all have not had my nipple walk yet. I'm going to do that after I record today's little show. And y'all, Monday and Tuesday of next week, y'all, I'm going to have pre-recorded a little shows. So y'all, I'm gonna be working on them when I finish this. So Big Fatty, so we don't have to miss a little show next week. That doesn't seem very nice that you make everybody listen even when you're not here. Well, tough shit, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, I said I was gonna talk about some other little shows. Y'all, one thing that since I've gotten my new EarPods, EarPods Pro, y'all, I am using them when I do my nipple walks, and y'all, I was getting really far behind on my, listening to my little shows, but y'all, and part of it was, it was just kind of a pain when I had the cord with the earplugs and everything. And Big Fatty, first world problems. It's true. But y'all, I have been catching up. I have been catching up on some little shows because I listen to them when I go on my nipple walk. Big Fatty, that's lovely. But y'all, speaking of the EarPods. Tuesday night, I have been axed by Archer to do a review of the new EarPods, because he got them too, and we're just going to talk about them a little bit, and then I think he and Big Ricky are going to talk about them also probably next week. Oh, Big Fatty already a rerun. Well, anyway. So, y'all, be on the lookout for that if you listen to Archer. And if you don't listen to Archer, maybe you should. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, one of my favorite little shows has made a triumphant return. It's It's the last ovation. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the last ovation with Melissa, Melinda, Miranda. No, Melissa the Confused. Oh, I get them confused all the time. Well, you're kind of like Melissa the Confused. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Confused all the time. But y'all, it's such a good little show, and it's just so different. Other little shows, y'all, it's all about death. Big Fatty, that's kind of like how the old Walnut Hill show was. Well, no, y'all, by the way, I did find out yesterday that Walnut Hills is in progress in decorating for Grandma. Big Fatty, how many times have they watched Father Knows Best Home for Grandma? Just once, I think. Anyway, so y'all give The Last Ovation, a little show, a listen if you don't already. And y'all, then there's another little show that is on the horizon, y'all, and it's by Casey and Holly. Casey in Denver and Holly, and y'all, it's going to be called The Enormous Little Show. it's an enormous podcast, y'all, they've got them a phone number, and they've got them an e-letter address, and a www, and they're on the face space, and they've been working very hard, they've been working very hard about it, and to get it done, y'all, it's They're striving for perfection. Oh, Big Fatty, they want to be just like us. Well, we are anything but perfection. anyway, I told them just do it and have a good time. If you're not having a good time, your listeners are not going to have a good time. Big Fatty, it sounds to me like they need to go back to more humpity bumpity. Well, it is. And y'all, once they get their first episode out of their pants, Big Fatty, posted and everything, y'all, I'll let you know when all of that happens. Anyway, y'all, one last thing I wanted to talk about. You know, every once in a while, I get a new Twitty request. And y'all, I thought I'd go back over here and read out some of these new ones that have come in. Y'all, if this is you, you got to let Big Fatty know so I can accept you. Y'all, we've got Lisa P. and Andrew T. We've got Jacob Holman, Big Fatty, Mitch Dodge, Cotton Laveau. We've got Wyatt. We've got Davarin. We've got CY Town 07. We've got Daddy Gabe. We've got Herb Jocelyn, Brian Stephen Martin, Gordon Chase, Grandiloquent Words, Terry Tavas, David North's F4F. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. There were some more, but y'all, I think they've been on there for quite a while. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I've got the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy heading here to the villa today, and then we're all going to go and have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and y'all then to the Von's East, and then Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy are staying here till right morning, and that's when I'll be heading to Atlanta too. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Head, the Geeky Gay, and Adam, what do you tell people about the BFO?
What Fatty does is he lays out all of his, because he's a little anal.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's been a while since you've been anal.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.